Okay. Good evening, all. We have a quorum at this time. Nice to see you, Chief, as well, and Ms. Gordon. And we have with us four of the selectmen. Mr. Aramita will not be joining us this evening. This is for the Board of Selectmen special meeting for the town of Bolton, Thursday, November 2nd, 2023, at 5:30 at the town hall and virtual. We have with us Mr. DiPietro virtually, and Mr. Rupert is virtual as well as Chief Dixon. At this time, I would like to call the meeting to order. We have before us the AP report and a budget transfer. So moving on to number two, consider an act on the AP report. At this time, I would open the floor for questions. Mr. DiPietro, do you have questions, sir?
I have three.
Three, sir. Please, would you like to proceed?
Okay.
Thank you.
Page nine.
We were carpet, there too.
Carpet extract, $5,000 plus. What does that mean?
Thank you, because I was going to ask the same question.
And me three. It's at the very bottom of the page. Equipment for the town building.
Jim, you're muted.
That's a carpet extractor for cleaning carpets.
Oh, it's a cleaner. Okay.
So this is for the purchase of. So, okay. And this is the municipal, industrial type.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The other one died.
We guessed it was.
There we go.
Very good, Mr. DiPietro. You still have the floor. Would you like to go on to number two?
Thank you. Page 16, Novus, $5,600 for September? For September only?
So this was for remediation. So this was part of the monthly fee as well as some remediation work toward the cybersecurity upgrades.
As we've been transitioning from .org to .gov, as well as cybersecurity and some of the work that was needed for the registrar of voters.
They started a beta test on a program called Inky, which looks at all of the emails come in and provides a level of protection. In fact, I had a hard time getting on Zoom tonight because Inky is still learning. And it considered Zoom a threatening link, so I had to tell Inky that Zoom was okay.
Inky?
Inky is a protection program, INKY.
Okay, what's our monthly fee going to be?
Monthly fee is a little over $3,000 a month.
I think I'm in the wrong business.
You probably are. Right.
All right, moving on to page 17, Lowry Road, $4,000 for jetback. What the hell is that about?
So we had roots in a culvert, which was causing damage to a residential property. So we had to jet the roots out of the pipe and suck up.
What do you like about this?
All of the garbage.
Okay. I guess.
We actually need to replace those culvert pipes. When they were put in years ago, they were put in as perforated pipe. And you know, tree roots, they go to places where there's water. And when you have perforated pipe that conveys water, what happens? All those tree roots go in. And we actually had to do that on this particular piping, I think it was 2.5-3 years ago. And the piping is damaged. So we actually have to plan to get in there and replace the piping.
And you're going to do my driveway next, right? Yeah.
Your driveway next? Well, the problem, you should have told us in the spring, Bob, because the pavement plants are going to close here soon.
Yeah, you missed your window.
I'm done, Madam Chairman.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I'd like to move on then. Mr. Teller, do you have questions, sir?
Just about the Vision Government bills. That's all budgeted for reval, right? Are they on track to be within budget?
Could you hear, Jim, what the question was?
I could hear.
Page 21.
I will double check with our assessor, but as far as I know, they are on track to be within budget, and you're correct, it's within our capital budget to pay these costs.
Because I do see there's a 10% retainage, so I assume that means that we're tracking their invoices against the contract and withholding something until they actually deliver their reval.
Yep.
But I just would like to make sure we're, you know, keeping an eye on that.
I will check on that for you.
All right, thank you. I didn't have anything else, Madam Chair.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Moore?
No, that's every question I had been answered. So I'll move the adoption of the report as presented.
We have a motion on the floor to have a second. Bob DePietro, victory sign up. He beat you to it.
Great.
So, Mr. DePietro, thank you for the second. If there are no further questions, I will call for the vote. All in favor of the AP report as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
If that's four yeses and one absent, Mr. Aramita is absent. Moving on to the budget transfer report, we have the Fire Commission has a transfer of $1,000 from other professional services to travel. It's for information only. It is not for action is not needed. Is there any question? Hearing none. Very good. And at this time, I will ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. At this time, we will move on. We have a. Who took my paper?
This doesn't have anything about
it.
Thank you. Thank you much. At this time, I would like to call to order the Facilities and Public Safety Committee of the Board of Selectmen, the subcommittee, on Thursday, November 2nd, 2023, which is immediately following the Board of Selectmen AP meeting here at the Town Hall. And we have a call to order. Is there any public comment? Is there any public comment? And I'm looking, there's no one before us here at the Town Hall, but is there anyone online that would like to make a comment? See none. Then I would like to move on to the discussion of the engine tanker. Mr. Rupert, would you like to lead off the discussion, sir?
So this is a conversation that we've had a couple of times, but have not, you know, reached any conclusion. As you are all well aware, the fire department is anticipating greatly the arrival of a new engine tank, hopefully sometime here in November. And one of the things that we need this committee to do is to look at what we're going to do with the apparatus that it is replacing. And I think we've talked about some choices in general. One is to keep the fire truck. One is to sell the fire truck. And the other, I think that we've talked about, at least in some circles, is the potential to donate the fire truck to the Eastern Connecticut Fire School. The chief shared with me a letter this afternoon from Nick Wallach, who is the current president of the Eastern Connecticut Fire School. And he's expressed that if we are willing to donate the fire truck to the fire school, they would very much like to have it. And in lieu of us donating that fire truck, they would in turn provide $5,000 worth of classes to our firefighters here in the near future.
At this time, we have with us our fire chief, and we also have our deputy fire chief with us, and I would like to extend the invitation for them to be able to address this issue as the subcommittee, the Facility and Public Safety Committee. Mr. Dixon, Chief, I know you've been under the weather. Do you have enough voice to be able to speak tonight?
Absolutely. You may not hear me, but I can speak.
Yes, the, you're coming through very clearly.
Say it again.
You're coming through very clearly.
Thank you very much. Yeah, initially this was discussed when we started talking to truck back in 2015. What to do with ET-334. And there were several conversations, even at the selectman meeting, and Selectman Morey voiced his concern about keeping it because of having space. Even made a comment to send a dump truck out in the middle of the night to help us block roads if we need to. I was a little disappointed, to tell you the truth, about the temporary building committee that had two charges, the municipal center and looking at an addition on a firehouse. And that got put off after the temporary building committee with, I think it was five or six people on the board, very poorly attended that committee, I got to tell you, because I was in a number of those meetings. And I kind of disappointed that went away, because that particular truck would have been a good backup truck for the town of Bolton with a second bay on the station. We'll stop talking about that. We've looked at other locations in town where to store that particular truck. I think there's room in several other buildings, but as a supervisor, I'd hate to have a lawnmower being stored in a firehouse. Okay. Reverse that around for somebody else. Next best is turn around. I would like to see it go to Eastern Connecticut Fire School. I've been on a board. I've been an instructor down there for 32 years. I was on a board for 12 years. We get an apparatus in, that's donated from other towns, Manchester, Jim, it's all in the letter here. Let's pull it up. Put my glasses back on. I lost them. As president of fire school says, Mystic, Pequannock Bridge, East Great Plains, Hebron, Manchester, Willimantic included in that. And et cetera, other ones keep going for donating trucks. Willimantic donated their truck to us. That was great. It was sat outside in a lot for years. We got it, ran it for about 3 months, and a pump blew apart. Transfer case and a pump. So we're a little bit of a loss down there. And to have the, you know, and I did a little politics and behind the scenes for us here to have the president then offer, you know, a number of dollars and cents in classes, which comes out of our budget. One hand's doing, moving figures from one to another. I would like to see it go to Eastern Connecticut if we're not going to keep it in town. We have 103 fire departments that use that school. It's the largest school in Eastern Connecticut, largest school in Connecticut. We built a school 4 years ago, 3-4 years ago. It's $17 million. That would definitely be a benefit. And it would say donated by Bolton Fire Department on the side of the truck. So, yeah.
And it would be used, Chief, for training?
Yeah, it wouldn't fit on the showroom floor, the lobby floor, because we got a 1927 truck there right now. But it's beautiful. And I got a video of me riding the back step on it with the old siren going. It's cool. But anyway, yeah, definitely for training. We do firefighter one classes, classes. We have a number of state classes down there. We do propane fire training, anything in the ladders and the tower. We can actually do about 8 or 9 different evolutions up in a tower. And this truck would be used for a majority of those evolutions. Yep. You have in the Fire 1 class, we have on the average about 40 students. In a Fire 2 class, it drops down to about 20 students. This past year, Jim, correct me because my head is really foggy right now. We've put through in the last 2 or 3 years, probably 6 or 7 classes down there.
I think that's pretty accurate. And I will tell you that a million years ago when I went to fire school, Chief Dixon taught me how to do tarps. I didn't know him back then, of course, but when I went through Firefighter One, he was one of my trainers.
I was salvage and overhaul, Jim. And you
right,
were
salvage and overhaul.
And you were a very good student, yes.
Well, let's see who's got the best year.
So the reality is, if we were to put the fire truck out for sale, you know, I think the most we would realize is $5,000 to $10,000.
Yep.
Used fire trucks just don't sell for a lot of money. You know, my personal opinion is that the benefit, you know, both to the fire school and to the firefighters of the future here in the town of Bolton, I think, you know, in my opinion, I think it's a reasonable thing to do. When I think that the cost benefit is pretty substantial.
You know, on another thing we've done for the fire school down in Bolton, and you can see this in the pictures when it comes out, there's a flashover simulator down there. It's a Connex box. Bobby's shaking his head, probably knows what it is. You put a fire up at the end of it. You put all the new firefighters on the far side, on the ground. You get it burn a certain temperature, and it actually flashes a fire right over top of them. All of those firefighters are protected on their helmets by Bolton Fire Department helmets. The old salad bowl helmets that we had upstairs, when we went to the new helmets back in 2014, I think it was, I took the salad bowl helmets down there and said, here, that's what they use for the flashover simulators. Yep.
Thank you. At this time, I would like to ask Deputy Chief Pereira. I know your chief is a little under the weather. Is there anything you'd like to add to the discussion?
He's driving down the highway right now, too, I think.
Ah, then I will. There it is.
I'm right here.
Hi there, buddy.
How are you?
I'm good, sir. Would you like to add anything?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Chief. We have, I think we just put a few people through class. We're usually right around one or two a year for Fire 1, around one or two a year for Fire 2. I know myself, I'm taking a class coming up in a couple weeks. Because of the new position as deputy chief, a liability class for chief officers. So the Eastern Connecticut Fire School definitely has a lot of classes to offer us. So the fact that they are willing to give us 5,000 towards classes, I think is definitely a plus. And like Jim was saying, you really, to find a truck that has that has a value, you're not going to find that more than probably the 5 or 10. So I would probably, in my opinion, say the best option we have would be to donate it to the fire school.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
I think it's important to add that we did look to see if the truck could be used for other purposes within the town. We talked to the highway department, asked them if they, you know, if it was something they could repurpose, you know, for one of their uses. And, you know, they're just, its best use is as a fire truck. It's not easily adapted to other uses. And so we did look at that as an option, because we invested, you know, a fair bit of money in this truck a few years back with the new engine and everything else. So I think it's important to know that, you know, that option was looked at and exhausted. And I think Mr. Mora had his hand up.
Yes, I see that at this time. If you're finished, Mr. Rupert, I will open it up to the members of the Facility and Public Safety Committee for discussion. Mr. Moore?
Yeah. The move to donate it to the school is one that, frankly, I thought was the best one to begin with. It's a win-win for both parties. And this vehicle, you know, it's not one you could be running on the road back and forth. Its only value outside the fire service is for a contractor to haul water to a site. Basically, that's all they're using for. And like Jim says, five. I doubt if you even get close to 10. But having this vehicle go to the training center and then them providing us with $5,000 worth of training for our department is great for our budget, great for the department. I think everybody's a winner. We're giving them not a piece of junk. It's a decent vehicle, but not one that you can rely on as your constant attack vehicle. I think it's a great move for everyone. All in favor.
Mr. Teller?
I have a few questions. Sure. I mean, the first question is, how do we know that it won't bring more than $5,000 or $10,000 at a sale? Did anybody go out and talk to a dealer? Did anyone price similar trucks online? I'd like to see the documentation of that number and why we have that that opinion. I mean,
usually we
scrap value alone.
Okay. Well, I'm going to respond to that. Can I please?
If it runs and if it has a rebuilt engine, I'd like to know from somebody outside the town that it's only worth $5,000 or $10,000. I'm not unsympathetic to the idea of donating it for in exchange for value, but I we're not a charity, so we don't have the luxury of doing that unless we get equivalent market value. It would be beyond the scope of our authority to do that. The second thing is, how often do we, or what are we spending annually to send people for training to the fire school, and how much of that budget would this take the place of, this $5,000 credit?
Ms. Ward, would you like to bring anything to that discussion?
Well, first of all, one of the things we always do when we bid out a truck, the new one, is what would you give us for the old one? That's where we start with. And that's where that number comes from. Way back when. I mean, this obviously was a couple of years ago, but that's the number I got.
Was it put in writing?
This was a verbal. No.
Okay. Well, it's 2 years later. The market may have changed. I'd like to see that out there, current value in some way, whether it's, there's an internet, there are internet sources of recent sales. There are internet bidding. We could put it out to bid and see with a reserve. I don't want to just not have some verification that we can't get more than $5,000 or $10,000 for a piece of equipment that probably cost us $500,000.
Mr. Rupert, would you like to respond and be part of this conversation?
I think just the chief has a comment.
Yes, sir, I see that. Mr. Rupert, would you like to go first, or would you like to allow the chief to speak?
Let's let the chief go, and then I can respond if I need to.
Thank you. Chief Dixon?
Thank you very much. To address that particular subject, let's go back a couple of years ago when we bought the tanker. Adam, were you on the board of Selectmen back then, 2017?
Not when the decision to buy this tanker was made.
Okay. We had a truck. It was ET-234. It was a 2,000-gallon tanker, four-person cab, 1,500-gallon-minute pump. I turned around because I had the same thought of you. I started thinking when I was flying out to Wisconsin last week to look at the truck for you. I think I've built and been on a committee and many times been a chairman of a committee of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think this is my 10th truck. Okay. I turned around with ET-234. We started advertising that there's a place called Brindley Mountain down in Alabama. Sent them the pictures, sent them the specs. They send it all around the world to see what they can find. We got no hits at all. I did get a hit from a guy who lives in Tennessee. He was a computer guru or something, past president or something like that. They live way up in the mountains. And one of his neighbors' houses burned down 6 months before. And it took 45 minutes for the fire department to even get there. So he says, I'll buy a fire truck so we can have our own fire truck. Well, that didn't go anywhere either. Jim, this is when I need a Bobby was on the board back then. I think we got $2,500 trade-in figure on that for that tanker for New England Fire and fire apparatus and equipment out of North Haven, $2,500. We turned around, had a professional come out and do an appraisal on our forestry truck, Forestry 134. You probably remember that, Adam. That was very recently ago. That we had an appraisal figure of that. The gentleman who came out, he appraised like 18 trucks and cars that month. He, very detailed what he wrote up to us and gave us figures $15,000 to $25,000, Jim. So out of the selectman's office, they advertised that. Got no takers at all. No takers at all. You know, somebody local bought it after that. I don't even know what he paid for it, but somebody local bought it. I'm sure it wasn't for $25,000. There's a lot on the market, but when you're looking at a 30-year-old truck, nobody wants to look at it unless you're up in the hills of Montana or far Maine, you know, as it goes. And no disrespect to them. I've got friends that have sent trucks down to Central America, right? Then you put it on a truck and you farm, you know, transportation, et cetera, like that. Here's a local school, one of the biggest schools in the state. It turns around and, you know, educates a lot of our mutual aid partners. When we turn around and we have a structure fire, I've got 3 to 4 of their towns coming in. Most of those guys and gals who came in were trained at the fire school. I just want to continue that legacy with that. So, Mr. Rupert, I yield the floor.
I think if the Board of Selectmen wants, you know, some documentation to hang their hat on to say that, you know, we're not giving this truck away at a significantly lower value than it is worth, I don't think that should be that difficult for us to obtain. I think between the chief's contacts and the information that we can find in places like Adam suggested, I think we can come up with that information in relatively short order.
That would be good to have, because the next meeting is on November 8th, and I would like this facilities, the subcommittee at this time, to make a recommendation to the board or have this discussion in front of the board with that information. Mr. Telly, you had one more comment, sir?
Well, I guess I just want to say that, speaking for myself only, whenever the town intends to dispose of a piece of equipment of any significant value or original cost, I would, as a matter of course, expect to have some documentation of the value, fair market value of that property at the time of the decision, not 2 years ago, not 5 years ago, and have that in front of me when I make the decision about what to do with it, especially if one of the options is donation. Because again, I don't consider myself to have the authority to donate somebody else's property, namely the taxpayers, for less than fair market value as a public official. I don't think that's, it's not that I don't think that's a wonderful idea. It's that I don't think I have the right to do that under the charter unless I know exactly what the town is giving away. The yield spread between fair market value and what we're getting back for the donation.
And no one thinks that we're going to do that. I mean, that's your opinion. My opinion is I believe that is a fair market value. That's why I'm making that decision. But I think it's only fair that we have documentation to prove it.
Right.
So I have no problem with that. But that's I feel that we should. My opinion would be to recommend that it would the proposal from the school, which would be in essence a purchase in kind rather than in cash of $5,000 for the vehicle, and subject to verification that is within the reasonable market value of that vehicle.
Right. I mean, give or take. I'm not saying it has to be worth exactly.
I understand where you are. I'm just saying that would be my recommendation. And it could go forward that way. And if the rest of the board is comfortable with that.
This time we also have a selectman with us who is not a member of the Public Safety Committee, but as a member of the Board of Selectmen. Sir, would you like to address this, Mr. DePietro, would you like to address this subcommittee?
The only thing I was thinking was, frankly, if it comes to pass that we wind up donating the engine to the school, besides it saying on site, what did the chief say? This is donated from Bolton?
Yes, sir, he did.
I would like to say underneath that, something that recognizes Chief Dixon, for his many years of service.
Thank you, Mr. Chief. That's a very special thought process, and I would concur with that. We could see if we could make that happen. So what I have heard this evening, we have had the discussion about whether or not to keep it. We don't have a good place to store it, and we find that it has a special value in another place. We've heard about selling it. It's very hard to sell. And we've heard about donating it to the fire school. And through the donation discussion, we have heard the value it has at $5,000 in in-kind classes that we would be paying for anyway. And we have had the discussion here regarding putting documentation before us. And I believe that there is consensus on the subcommittee to ask and look forward to receiving some documentation on its current value. And if I might just add, there was the discussion, which I thought was impactful, that it would be a very special gift to a fire school that serves so many surrounding towns that are far reaching in the training process, that would benefit the town of Bolton in the case of a need for mutual aid from the other fire departments. If they were to be trained on this piece of apparatus, that we would donate if the value is close or matches, or the board believes that $5,000 is appropriate. I believe in shared services, and I believe that this would be a very good use for it, as sitting here as acting chair of this particular subcommittee. And that's my thought process on it. And I concur that we should have some documentation before us. Is there any other discussion? This is not time for action, but just any further discussion this evening amongst the board members on the subcommittee, Mr. Teller?
Yeah. Cool.
Mr. Moore?
Move to adjourn.
Not yet, sir.
Sorry, more to say.
I haven't gotten to
four. Sorry,
yet.
Guys.
I haven't gotten to four yet. I'll work it. Mr. Dixon, do you have anything further to add? Chief Dixon, do you have anything further? Deputy Chief Ferrari, do you have anything to add?
Nope.
Thank you, Mr. Rupert.
Nothing more.
Mr. DiPietro? All right, so before us then, we will look forward if we can have the appropriate paperwork to find out the value of this equipment, then it will be placed on the agenda for the 8th next Board of Selectmen's meeting for further discussion for this subcommittee to bring it forward.
I think we should put it on the meeting agenda for the next meeting, and if we don't have the documentation, we can table it.
Thank you very much. That's an excellent suggestion. Mr. Moore, would you like to now move on to number four?
Yes, I'm. thank you. I'll move your chair.
I think so. And we have a second, and it passes unanimously for the people who are here this evening on the subcommittee.
Be well, Chief. Be well.
And get well soon. Get well, Mr. Dixon and Mr. Rupert. Get rid of that
car. Yeah, been there, done
and
that.
Thank you, Ms. Gordon and Deputy Chief Ferreira, for joining us this evening.
Have a good night, buddy.
Good night. Happy dinner time.
Which